This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Good morning, everybody. Leo Honeycutt in with Rhonda Gray, and we are here on this 4th of July weekend, hoping that your 4th of July is every bit as a firecracker as it should be. In fact, a lot of people, a lot of cities around the country are going to be celebrating with fireworks tonight, and some on Tuesday, which is the actual 4th of July, but I know a lot of people are enjoying some of that barbecue. We've been talking over the last half hour with Brigadier General Kerry, Star Kerry, and he is instrumental in getting folks to finding veterans, remaining war veterans from World War II, to Washington, D.C. to go see the memorial and to be honored for their service. I know that I read at one point that there's like 100 veterans of World War II a day who were dying back in the 80s and 90s. So
we're losing them so fast, and I love that he and his wife, Sandy, also a military veteran, participate in that. I wanted to remind our listeners that you can go to honorflight.org to find out more about that wonderful program. It's nonprofit, and you can help in a variety of ways, even as General Kerry mentioned, just going out to the airport in Washington and welcoming those veterans to see their memorials. And if anyone would like to get in touch with General Kerry, his website is jronaldkerry.com. He's a retired Brigadier General, U.S. Army. He's involved in so many veterans' activities, he and his wife both, and great environmentalists there at Kerry Ranch in Canyon Lake, Texas. Beautiful ranch high atop a hill there where he told our listeners about raising the flag and lowering it every day and the wonderful traditions they have that just reminds everyone that somebody somewhere is serving our country, and we do owe them our thanks.
Well, I would, yeah, absolutely. We are here because of them. If the revolution hadn't turned out the way it would, this we would still be an ownership property and possession of the British colonial crown. So can you imagine that? It wouldn't be the United States of America. We would be part of Great Britain.
Right, and I love that General Kerry pointed out, unlike a lot of countries, we have a flag that's changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned that as we've added states, we might be adding another one. Our flag might still not be in its final state.
And, you know, the perfect 50 on that field of blue of those stars, now you can imagine if you put in 51, that's going to send the designers into overload.
That's true.
Where 52, are we going to put the other star?
That's right. That's right. We might have to have some slight redesign of the flag. Leo mentioned fireworks. I saw plenty of fireworks last night. People got an early start celebrating mm-hmm. this weekend. It happens when it's in the middle of the week somewhat. And barbecuing, we had ours yesterday. Some people have it today. We're going to do it again on the July 4th actual day so we can celebrate the day properly. There's also a lot of music out there about America that you hear radio stations playing. What's your favorite song about America?
Well, I have to say it's Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. But I was covering politics a lot back during the 70s and 80s into the 90s. And, of course, that was the Ronald Reagan years. And as I mentioned earlier, I was at the 1984 London Economic Summit and met President and Mrs. Reagan at Heathrow Airport. And I was standing alongside Sam Donaldson from ABC News. And Sam was the biggest loudmouth. It's not that we hated him. It's just that it was difficult. You couldn't get a word in edgewise with Sam. And he's always shouting. So as the president and first lady come in right in front of my camera, and you want to ask him, Sam jumps right out there. Hey, Mr. President, what about the budget? It's like, shut up, Sam. Anyway, but but that side trip that we were mentioning where he went to the Normandy beach, and he said, we're standing on their shoulders. I have thought about that almost every day since, because really, we're here because of somebody else's sacrifice. We really, really are. If you read Stephen Ambrose's book, D-Day, which is, well, in fact, it was the book that Steven Spielberg used to base Saving Private Ryan on. And
right.
In fact, Stephen Ambrose was he was hired by Steven Spielberg to be the technical advisor, director. And now they finished most of the shooting. Here's a sidebar story. They finished most of the shooting, and Steven Spielberg says, "Does this look right to you, Steven? Is this right now? Is this?" And Ambrose says to him, "No, it's not." And he says, "What's wrong with it? We've already shot most of this." He said, "Well, Tom Hanks, for one, is too old. Tom Hanks, the person who is the person looking for Saving Private Ryan,
right.
is not, I mean, these boys were in their 20s. They weren't in their 40s.
That's right.
And so he said, and Spielberg said, "Well, I can't reshoot the whole thing and take Tom Hanks out of it. It's not going
to
happen."
Nor would you want to.
Nor would you want to, because
right.
he was perfect in that film.
But that's what technical advisors are supposed to do on
well,
movies.
You ask
keep
the question.
Keep them honest. That's right.
But, you know, but if you go back and read that book, and I really recommend it for anybody who's a student of history, you realize how close we came on D-Day to not winning that war?
Right.
I mean, that was the pivotal day, June 6, 1944. If we had not stormed that coastline, and fortunately, Hitler had his Panzer Division, his crack Army Tank Division, waiting for us at Calais. He thought that we were going to come across at Calais, but we hit the Normandy beach from the due north. And so that caught him by surprise. And fortunately for us, Adolf Hitler had taken a sleeping pill the night before, because then he said, "Do not disturb me." And so a lot of his generals had left Paris and had gone back to Berlin. So nobody expected this, and when it came in, people don't realize how close we were to the atomic bomb. There were two projects going at the same time, Manhattan Project in New York with Albert Einstein, and the people he had trained were in Germany trying to get the same thing. They were conducting heavy water experiments. So the point is, if the Germans had gotten the atomic bomb first, they could have held the entire world hostage and could have won that war.
Then it would have really changed things dramatically,
that's the reason why Eisenhower said, "We have to go now."
Right.
The weather people were saying, "We got a typhoon coming in. We can't go now." He said, "No, because in 3 more weeks they could learn what we're going to do, and they could beat us. So we have to go now."
You could write one of those science fiction stories about that.
What would have happened?
Right. What would have happened? How would have changed?
Yeah. So we owe a lot to the veterans.
Definitely, and that's what we're talking about today. With our listeners on this 4th of July weekend. What about, let's talk about some more songs that we hear on the radio a lot. We don't hear it as much, but an old favorite, Woody Guthrie's "This Land Is Your Land."
Oh, yeah.
Certainly embodies everything that has made the country great.
But every time I think of Woody Guthrie, I think of City of New Orleans.
Right, that's Arlo.
That's his Arlo.
That's his
You're
son.
Right. That's his son Arlo that did that.
That's right. But Arlo Guthrie has also sung his father's song, "This Land Is Your Land." So for those who don't remember the great Woody Guthrie, we did have Arlo. One of my personal favorites, Bruce Springsteen, "Born in the USA."
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll get you rocking for sure.
That'll get everybody rocking for their picnic.
And one of the tearjerkers sort of from the late, from World War II itself was Kate Smith. "God Bless America."
She probably did the ultimate version of that. You're absolutely right. And then I've always thought if we didn't have our national anthem, another beautiful song that could have been a great national anthem for the United States was "America the Beautiful."
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very stirring song to our country and reminder. And surely there's... one of the best versions of it would be Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That.
I can see the fireworks with him singing that. Too, our national anthem, what we did choose, our national anthem, "The Star-Spangled Banner" by Francis Scott Key, was actually a bar song from Britain. And it was sang in the bars and the pubs in Britain, and he just put his words, watching in the War of 1812, watching the stars and, watching the fireworks. Or we say now fireworks, but the bombs bursting in air.
Right. And, Ray Charles' song came right after the Civil Rights Movement, and he changed a little bit of the words when he did it. And people talked to him about singing a song like that had some things. He said, "Well, it's like I feel about this about America, like a mother chastising her child. You may be a pain in the, you may be bad, but child, you belong to me. That's how I think we feel about America today.
Well, it does belong to us, but we need to earn it because, as we all know, freedom is not free. More of the Common Sense Show after this.
Listen to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome back, folks. Now, about 20 minutes after the hour on this Sunday, we hope that the family's either coming over or was over yesterday, maybe for the weekend, for the 4th of July holiday. We hope that you're going to be taking in some fireworks and see everything on our flag-waving time for America on July 4th, 1776. And here we are all these many years later. 200 and, what's that, 241?
Don't ask me.
I was never great at math, but I do know this. We would not be here without the veterans who gave their lives in the Revolution. And by the way, do you remember that Britain was still so mad at us that they started the War of 1812?
Right.
And so the very last battle was in New Orleans, the Battle of New Orleans, with which made the career of Andrew Jackson. And interestingly, that battle was fought about 4 days after the treaty was signed, ending the war. So it was fought for no good reason.
If only we'd had Twitter, right?
That's right. We would have known instantly. But because news traveled so slowly back then, it's, you
if
know.
If only we'd had Twitter, the president could have announced the treaty signing and Battle of New Orleans.
No Battle of New Orleans.
No Jackson Square, no Andrew Jackson there in front of the cathedral, though. So that
or the president. He may not have been president as a result because it wound up that he became the hero of the War of 1812. And so, you know, we go through. Here's the point for bringing back the fact that we fought Britain in 1776. And then we fought them again in the War of 1812. Now there could not be two stronger allies. So you see, enemies can become friends.
Right. That's true. That's very true.
You know, and we're the only country I know of that went through such a devastating civil war as we did from 1861 to 65 and still came back together. And Abraham Lincoln was adamant about keeping us together when half the country was like, no, I don't care. Go ahead and form the Confederate States, you know. But held us together. And so we've been together ever since, even though we fought each other. And there were 680,000 people who were killed in the Civil War in that four-year period, far more than any other war we've been involved in.
Right. Families against families, too. It was so deeply personal.
That's right. And now we talk today about how we're polarized and things are said that are deeply personal. But it seems like now it's fraying us at the edges. It seems like we are rending asunder in our day and time. But look, if we can survive a civil war like that, we can survive anything.
I think that one of the things about our country, too, that's very different is that our armed forces defend our freedom of speech, which means our right to criticize our country,
mm-hmm.
which you certainly wouldn't see that in North Korea. You see the human rights violations and injustices there. You can't speak or do anything insulting, and the penalties are so harsh and all. So it's a little bit of ironic also that our troops are out there fighting for people that might even be criticizing them and the job they're doing. But in the end of the day, that's what makes America so strong, I think, and such a great place to live.
Well, and you and I grew up through the civil rights era and the Vietnam protests back in the 60s and 70s, and that really brought that was a generation gap that really widened back then. And it was the young people who were saying, we don't want to go to Vietnam because we're not there to win anything.
Right.
And the older people were saying, but that's your duty. You've got to go defend the country. And so, you know, fortunately, all that's way behind us now, but there still were 56,000 who were killed in Vietnam.
And still, after a little bit of a turbulence, I think Vietnam veterans are really getting the honor and respect that they were due. And this honor flight that we talked to General Kerry about, what's so great about it and also a little bit sad, is that it'll continue. Now it's taking World War II veterans to Washington to honor them. But there'll be Korean War veterans, there'll be Vietnam veterans. Someday Desert Storm veterans will be making that trip, although they have a greater chance maybe of having seen it, these memorials over their lifetime. But it is a nice ongoing way to honor troops. And speaking of the criticism, I read James Baldwin, who wrote Notes of a Native Son. He wrote, I love America more than any other country in this world, and exactly for that reason, I insist on the right to criticize her perpetually. But that is freedom of speech is a great thing, and we should never take that for granted as well either.
Well, if freedom of speech is taken from us for any reason by anybody, or the freedom to bear arms is taken from us by anybody, then that's when you can pretty much close the door and turn the lights out. Because those two freedoms by the founding fathers, they wanted to make sure that there was nobody so powerful that you couldn't defend yourself individually against. Now, do I think that some of the AK-47s and the assault rifles, and we could open up a whole can of worms with talking about gun control? I really don't believe in gun control, but I do wonder sometimes, is there a real need to have some of these assault rifles so prevalent out there? Because, again, we just had an assault rifle used, day before yesterday, in a hospital in New York.
Right.
By a doctor who killed another doctor.
Right.
And wounded six other people.
Who forgot his first do no harm oath.
Right.
That he took as a physician. Well, clearly these are people with emotional problems, and I think everyone wants the right to bear arms, but defining what that exactly means, mm-hmm. and to what extent, and do you need the high-capacity magazine guns that really maybe should be in the hands. Even our veterans come home all the time who have used these weapons and say, I've used them, but maybe my next-door neighbor doesn't need one.
Right.
And we have to come to, I think, some... And I think America wants that. The majority of people want that. As with everything, what we're going to talk about in our last half hour, it comes down to the politics of everything.
Right. Well, and you and I both have been to the Washington Mardi Gras, and that's at the Hilton in Washington. And every time I go to that, I walk past the place where Ronald Reagan, it's still there, where Ronald Reagan was shot by John Hinckley. Because he wanted to impress Jodie Foster.
That's right.
That's crazy. I mean, that's just crazy. And he wounds for life James Brady.
Right.
You know, how horrible. I mean, and that was not an assault rifle. That was just a pistol.
Right.
So, you know, but how do you screen? How do you know who's going to go berserk? How do you know?
Well, you know, there are people who get disability from government sources for emotional problems. They can't work because they have... Congress had an opportunity to at least make that information available, mm-hmm. in background searches to buy guns, and decided that was an overreach. And so we don't even have the ability to get that information.
Mm.
In other words, you're too mentally disabled to hold a job.
But you can hold a gun.
You can hold a gun. You have to get some government assistance because you're too disabled because of your emotional instability. But reporting that for a background check was too much for them.
So that was too much of a privacy invasion?
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Well, I hadn't heard that.
No.
Well, we seem to go out of our way to make things a little crazier by the day.
We're going to come back and talk about a little bit more politics with the Commission on Voter Integrity that the president set up to talk about voter fraud, and we've got an expert in that subject that you and I both have known a long time, and
yep.
That's going to be an interesting conversation.
And also, are we gerrymandering ourselves out of a democracy? That's been around ever since the Republic's been around, but we have taken it to a new height, gerrymandering districts to cause polarization. We'll talk about this and much more as the Common Sense Radio Show continues right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, about 27 minutes before the hour on this Sunday, we hope that your 4th of July weekend's looking good out there. And if you got any extra barbecue left over, give us a call. We have taken on a lot of subjects today, but politics. How do we hold this country together? And we see some election reform maybe on the horizon that's coming out of the Trump administration. Ronna Gray and I are delighted to talk to a good friend of ours. Bill Bryan is on the phone right now. Bill is for 11 years was an assistant attorney general, and especially with regard to representing the secretaries of state, secretary of state, and the elections commissioners,
registrars of voters. Welcome, Bill.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Leo. How are you?
Good.
We're both great and glad to talk to you. You've always been an expert in election law for many, many years, and I have been following closely after this was announced. There was a lot of quiet about this Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity, which has a very prestigious sounding name, that the president announced seems to be wanting to look into this widespread voter fraud that he claims robbed him of winning the
popular vote. Right.
And after being quiet for some time, all of a sudden the commission has sent out requests for information from all of the states, and I think even they were a little surprised at the reaction they got, and I thought maybe you would tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was kind of surprising that that this request was made. Actually, the federal elections are basically run by the states. The state's responsible for the aspects of elections. So, and then that means that no state administers elections exactly the same, so they don't obtain and maintain the same information. And this request from Chris Kobach was met with a lot of dismay, particularly because Mr. Kobach has a huge history of strict voter ID requirements. He doesn't have a very good history with proposing and trying to administer a lot of his own ID requirements in his own states. Courts have struck him down. He's been sanctioned. And then he's hired a couple of other people to help him with this commission who are also very strict voter ID advocates. And because there has not been very much information regarding illegal votes, especially to the extent of 3 million, people were sort of casting a strange look at this request as basically a foundation to begin a voter suppression effort, because this information that he is requesting is just a huge overreach. And obviously the states have met this with a lot of pushback.
And Bill, what I found so interesting is that some of the strongest pushback is coming from Republican secretaries of state and Republican office holders. And it's kind of like they're hearkening back to some of the traditional Republican values of not being in favor of government overreach. And I think that's where some of his strongest opposition is coming from, his own party.
Well, it's true, and it's sort of comforting to know that the Republican secretaries of state have not kowtowed to the president and this particular commission. Most people forgot that back in August of 2016, then Secretary of Department of Homeland Security Jay Johnson had commissioned a discussion group of cyber tech authorities, secretaries of state, people involved in election commission, and said that our election infrastructure is susceptible to being hacked. The Republican secretaries of state really got apoplectic and said, you know, this is a huge government overreach for them to try and tell us how to handle our elections, because we administer the elections at the state level, and the government, the federal government, doesn't have any reason to be involved in our administration. 40 of the 50 states are, the elections are administered by chief elections officer, primarily the Secretary of State. 25 of those 40 are Republican, and they were obviously, pretty taken aback by the Obama administration making an inference that these their elections were susceptible to being hacked. So they pushed back, and so it's good to see that they're continuing that territorial protection with this request for huge amounts, this huge info grab that's just totally unnecessary.
Hey Bill, just for the record, why can't we get more voter identification in case, because, you know, we're down here in Louisiana, and in Louisiana we have this huge history of voter fraud, of people who have died and voted and have not been taken off the rolls and that kind of thing. In fact, the joke is the reason why we bury people above ground in Louisiana is not because of the water table, but because it makes it easier for them to get to the polls. So, you know, but all joking aside, what's wrong with voter identification, photo IDs, and that kind of thing?
Well, to answer your immediate question, there's nothing wrong with voter identification. I have to take a little exception to your premise then that the voter, the dead people voting, is something that's been carried on for years. Ever since we initiated our election code, Louisiana has a very strong electoral process of canvassing the rolls and making sure that people are not on the rolls that don't need to be on the rolls, and people that shouldn't be voting don't vote. Now, we have a challenge when you talk about dead people on the rolls. There are dead people that are on the rolls. There's a process by which you have to challenge those voters and get them off the rolls. There could be somebody could say, hey, Bill Bryan died, take him off the roll. Well, there may be another Bill Bryan, and you can't take the wrong Bill Bryan off the roll. So there's a process by which that has to follow its course. So we just make sure that the people that aren't supposed to vote do not vote. And then within the last several years, we haven't had many instances of voter impersonation, voter fraud, things like that in Louisiana. But with respect to your question about voter ID, there's not a problem with requesting a voter ID. The problem comes in the way some of these states have demanded that you get a certain ID, and some people just don't have the required documentation that's necessary to get these, you can only vote with this kind of ID requirements. And so that's where the problem comes in. We just need to make sure that the information is obtainable and these people can get the IDs to vote. You know, there's stories of people in some of these rural counties having to take off a day, a whole day of work to go to the county seat to register and get an ID. But then some of these people, they've lost their, they're required to have a birth certificate and they've lost their birth certificate. Some of these people are 80, 90 years old, and where the birth certificates were housed, burned or flooded, they don't have all the required documentation. And so there's been, you know, just a lot of concern where sometimes it's easier to get a concealed permit carry than it is to get a voter ID.
Well, I don't know of a whole lot of people who do carry around their birth certificates. So I don't even know where I'm not sure I could put my hands on my own.
Well, and Bill, exactly. Isn't it a go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, and that's the problem. Some of these people, you know, they spend all day trying to get to the county seat. They get there and they say, well, no, you have to have this particular piece of documentation. You can't register to vote and get an ID unless you have this, this, and this. And these people don't have it, so therefore, they, you know, then they're not given an ID, and then they can't vote. It's not that they're an illegal alien or that they're otherwise unqualified. It's just that because these states have initiated these particular requirements that are set in stone, there's no wiggle room, no variation, they can't get an ID, and therefore when they show up to the polls to vote, they're denied.
Right. Okay, well, look, sit tight with us right now. We're going to take a quick break, a short break, and come back and talk more about electioneering and about also we'd like to try to get into the subject about gerrymandering. Gerrymandering, I see where the Supreme Court is going to take that on in their, before they end this session. Anyway, more of the Common Sense Show. Grab another cup of coffee. We'll be right back with Bill Bryan.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Back now with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray talking today about 4th of July, democracy, and all things American. But we're waving more than just the flag. We're also talking about voter registration, some things that you need to know. And we're rejoined by Bill Bryan, who for 11 years was the Assistant Attorney General in the state of Louisiana. So good morning once again, Bill.
Good morning, Leo. Hey, Ronna.
And Bill. Hey, Bill. And I wanted to talk to you. We've talked a lot about the Presidential Commission on Voter Integrity and this, what some people are feeling is an overreach of requests for data from the states trying to prove a point, which I don't think, I think is a nonpartisan agreement that we do not have widespread election fraud in the United States. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the data itself, because what the commission has asked the states for includes dates of birth, your political party, the last four digits of your Social Security number. We all get nervous about that. Our voting history, if we are active, inactive, if we've canceled, any information on if you have any criminal records and information regarding your registration, if you're ever in another state, your military status, and it just becomes a lot of information that people are getting nervous about. I grew up in Mississippi. The Mississippi Secretary of State, member of the Republican Party, got this request from the commission, and his comment was that they can go jump in the Gulf of Mexico, and Mississippi might be the perfect jumping-off spot for them. So the pushback is coming from almost everywhere. And what do you think these secretaries of state are, or what message do you think they're sending to this commission?
They're sending the message to the commission that they're going to jealously guard all of their data, and they're going to be reluctant at best to deliver, you know, what's even publicly available, because they're really not sure what this is going to result. There's really no need for all of this data from 50 states being sent to one federal commission, because as I said, the elections are administered at the state level, even federal elections. There's no federal election where a federal ID is used to cast a vote for a federal officer. So there's no reason for this information to be disseminated to this commission, and each state administers all their data differently. So there's not going to be any uniformity to any of this information because the states gather it differently. Some states hold it all private. Some have some of it public, some of it private. And the commission said that they only want what's public. Well, yeah, even if you get it, given what's public, I still would have to go to the Secretary of State and purchase this, so it's not free data, even though it's public data. So no one really seems to know what this is all about. What people surmise is that this is going to be the foundation for a huge voter suppression effort because of all their connections with some very conservative groups like True the Vote and things like that, which have organizations around the state that go and contact secretaries of state and require them to submit all this information on voters. But all this data changes all the time. If I move to a different address, I can still go vote at my prior address in Louisiana for up to 3 months after I move. So, I mean, none of this data is a standing target. It's all moving targets, and there's really no understanding as to why this commission wants this huge infograph.
I think you're right. One of the red flags is Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach, who's I think vice chair under the Vice President Pence on this commission, is an immigration hardliner, strict voter ID advocate in his state. You cited many court cases he's been involved in and frequently been shot down on that. And he was the one who sent this out, so I think you're right, it raised a lot of flags. What I like, though, is that you have these secretaries of state, who, for the most part, are chief elections officers, across party lines saying, hands off our voter records. We're running this system. We're running it well. No one seems to believe there's massive voter fraud going on in any state. Even though Leo's a history buff and likes to tell Louisiana's story past on that, I think that we don't really have voter fraud going on. I know the president said some people are registered in multiple states. Well, so they said, sure, like Jared Kushner, your son-in-law, still registered in two states. Steve Bannon, still registered in two states. That doesn't mean those people voted twice, got in the car and drove to a previous address and voted. I think when it comes down to casting your vote, state officials have done a pretty good job, and that's why you're seeing such pushback there.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was just going to say that even in within Louisiana, it's almost impossible to vote twice in your own precinct. If you vote early, the way the registrars of voters conduct that is it's 2 weeks prior to 1 week prior to election day, and then that week after early voting ends, they go through and they go through the voter rolls to see who voted early. They mark that on the voter roll. So if I were to show up on election day after voting early, there would be a big red stamp by my name saying you voted early. So I couldn't even vote twice in my own precinct. And the way Louisiana handles their voter registration data, if I was coming home from Tennessee and stopped into a parish in Louisiana on election day and said, hey, I want to vote. Well, they would pull up my name and they would say, Mr. Bryan, I'm sorry, you're registered to vote in precinct 148 in Baton Rouge. You can't vote here. So there's no way that I could usurp the voting system in Louisiana. And I mean, even if I was registered in another state, the other state would contact Louisiana if I show up on a voter roll. And so it's almost impossible to vote in two states. And if I did, I would get caught when it's a crime to vote in two states. So there's really not a whole lot of that.
What's the penalty
either
for that? I doubt that it happens very often, but what's the penalty for that if somebody were to caught voting twice someplace?
It's a felony conviction. If, I mean, if you were to get convicted of it, it's felony and could result in a fine and jail time. And then, obviously, you would lose your voting rights because you would get convicted of a felony. But
might lose your gun.
I'm sorry?
Might lose your gun. Might lose your ability to bear arms.
So is it a risk you want to take?
Right. Yeah, just to cast a vote. Hey, look, before we run out of time, I wanted to just ask your opinion about this gerrymandering thing. NPR had a great, National Public Radio had this segment on it this past week. If you go to their website, I noticed something that really kind of struck out at me. This is the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, is going to take up this issue. Now, we've had gerrymandering, partisan gerrymandering now, ever since the Republic was here. Depending on who is in power, they would gerrymander districts for their advantage, whether it was the Whigs or the Democrats or the Know-Nothings under Andrew Jackson, or now we have Democrats and Republicans. But they say in the article, both major political parties have long sought to gain partisan advantage when drawing state legislative and congressional district lines after each decennial census. Of course, every 10 years we take a census. But with the advent of computers and the growth of one-party dominance in many states, this practice has grown exponentially. And I think this is contributing so much more to this polarization we keep talking about, and consequently the gridlock that comes up. Do you see any way around this, or any way to try to get back to some sanity of this?
It's interesting that, you know, you call it gerrymandering, and a lot of people do, and that's just become the normalized, accepted term. Technically, it's redistricting. Partisan gerrymandering is actually redundant, because gerrymandering is redistricting for partisan gain, and people forget that it's actually redistricting. And redistricting has actual factors, like preserving community of interest, compactness, commonality. There's some factors that literally are to be utilized when you redraw districts, keeping populations the same in each district. And because, like you said, it's the gerrymandering has just become a way of life. People just call it gerrymandering, and it's unfortunate. And to answer your question, there is a movement afront by some mathematicians. They say that geometry can overcome gerrymandering, and they're trying to get people to look into establishing nonpartisan commissions to redraw districts. I'm now an officer in the Louisiana Independent Party, and one of the things we're trying to advocate is as an independent redistricting commission.
I'm sorry, Bill. We're out of time in the whole show. Thank you very much for being with us today.
And thank you, Bill. Thanks to all of our guests, General Kerry and Max Davis, for joining us. And happy 4th of July, everyone.
See you later.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.